On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team wraps up the regular season this weekend. A pair of home games against Duluth and St. Cloud. Jake Shallow joining us right now. Beaver split last weekend. Congratulations on the win on Saturday.
Thank you. It was a good win.
After having lost twice at Concordia last week and then Friday night of this past weekend in Minot, you guys needed that one on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, we really needed to end the streak and come out and play with a lot of energy and intensity and try and get a jump on them right away and close them out then.
Realize the game isn't played on paper, but you look at paper and Minot's record fairly similar with yours, and numbers fairly similar, and all of a sudden you look and whoa, they won by 10. How'd it happen?
I don't know. We just didn't close out the game really how we needed to. You can't blame it on the reffing, but there are some calls that we probably didn't agree with a little bit, and then we just didn't shoot it very great, and sometimes that just comes back to haunt you.
The game that you won then at UMary, 63-56, you and Maxie Rosenblum come off the bench and combine for 20 points off the bench. You get 20 points off the bench in this league, you're probably going to win the game, aren't you?
Yeah, hopefully, and as long as then we stay close to it, we're just trying to come off and give some sparks for the starters and keep the team lifted and give it some energy when we sub in.
All right, you guys have already played St. Cloud and Duluth. You beat Duluth. Lost a real close game with St. Cloud on the road. You think in both these games at home that you got a real good shot of winning them both?
You always come in every weekend thinking that you can win every game, and especially splitting on the road, then that gives you even more confidence coming on for home. We would like to end that little streak that St. Cloud's got on us, and especially getting us in the tournament last year. So we just need to take care of business one game at a time, beat Duluth on Friday night, and then take care of business again on Saturday.
Is it to the point of the season where you need wins and you don't really need the added motivation of playing your former coach again?
Yeah, but that always helps too. A little bulletin board material that doesn't hurt anybody, and hopefully that'll give us that little bit of extra edge and give us that little bit of fire while also playing for senior night this weekend too.
With the playoffs starting then on Wednesday, you're in a real good position to at least host. How important is that in your mind of, you know, getting that home court and protecting the home court advantage here in about a week and a half?
Getting the home court in the playoff is a huge advantage. It even just showed last year when we had Wayne at home. We were the one and they were the eight, and they took us down to the wire, and we had to have a breakaway steal dunked in order to kind of close it out. So once it gets in the playoffs, it's really just a whole new season, and any team can beat anybody. So I think having that home advantage right away is a huge key.
You mentioned that this is senior night. Everybody thought that last year's senior class, especially James, was going to be sorely missed, and you guys weren't going to be, well, you guys were picked, I think, 12th overall in the league. You guys have obviously proven everybody else wrong. In your mind, what's this senior class, you know, what's their mark going to be when they leave?
Well, I think they still leave that winning mentality and great leadership. I think all four of them are very good leaders, and I think that all four of them have really helped carry this team, especially since we do have some young guys and some guys that are all new faces. I think that they've really helped and tried to mold and mesh everybody together, and I think their leadership was huge for this year.
All four of them are asked to do a lot of different things on the court, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They all bring something different.
Does that make the team as a whole better when you got a bunch of guys who are just out to do their job?
I think so. I think when you have your roles defined and each player knows exactly what they need to do in order to help the team be successful, I think that's a huge key, and it's a huge benefit for the team then.
Lance Rongstad had been going off for about 20 a night for almost a month and a half. Have teams started to figure out a way to defend him in the last few weeks?
I think he was just kind of hitting that senior, you know, it's towards the end of your career, know it's towards the end of the season. You just want to, it's everything that you can possibly do to get every win. I don't know if teams have exactly figured out how to stop him, because he's got so many facets to his game where he can score from outside. He's strong on the post up. He's good on a drive. He can knock down free throws. And I think, I don't know, he didn't have maybe a great weekend, but he still found ways to help the team win and still did everything else. And I still even wouldn't say it was a bad weekend for him. It was just he didn't have 25 again.
You'll take a football player's mentality in the playoffs, though, won't you?
Absolutely. The toughness, the grittiness is huge, especially in the playoffs.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.